going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate to say it, Keith, but you ready to call it a season?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I think I have to. I was not prepared for this. I was clearly not prepared for this entire series to play out this way. I thought this would be over. I thought we'd be talking about Celtics, Cavs. That could be more wrong on both fronts.
Yep.
But yeah, yesterday I did not think they were going to lose the game, and then I certainly did not think they were going to lose their best player for who knows how much time.
It's over.
Yeah, I mean, this is like you take the worst case scenario that we could have come up with yesterday, and then we weren't even prepared for this, right? Because who's talking about, hey, you're going to lose the game, you're going to be down 3-1, you're going to be facing elimination, but also your best player is going to be grabbing at his leg, rolling around on the ground. Like, no, that is could not be worse. I am now ready to say, mercifully, the Celtics season is done.
So I'm not quite ready to go
there. So I'm not saying it's done in game five.
Okay.
I'm just saying it's done this series.
The series done.
Yeah.
Okay. We can talk that out here today. We're not talking about Porzingis, to your point. We're not talking about some injury-prone player where it's on your radar. We're talking about one of the most durable guys in the sport.
Right.
I mean, a guy who is, I mean, he just missed his first playoff game ever in his career against Orlando. They won that, by the way. Mm-hmm. But he just missed his first playoff game. It's not something that was on anybody's radar. They were losing the game either way last night. Like, let's be clear on that. They're down 7 with the ball when Tatum throws it away and or Brown turns it over, whoever you want to put that turnover
on. That was an ugly play. Ugly finish, ugly second half, as it seems to have been with this team.
Tatum falls in a heap. I think the Twitter doctors all assume it's an Achilles injury.
Yeah.
It was non-contact. He falls to the floor. I'm sure we'll get an update here at some point. Mazzulla said after the game, you'll hear it here coming up, he's due for an MRI today, so I'm sure we'll get the Shams tweet at any moment. But it didn't look good, as you all know. The series is in a terrible spot, down 3-1 against New York. And there's a lot of questions, big picture, about this team. There's a lot of questions in the series about this team. We'll get into all of it with your phone calls, 617-779-7937. You want to talk Celtics all day long, this is the spot to do it. Interact, Twitter and Instagram, at Jones and Keefe. You can watch and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch. And on YouTube, you can watch there. Just subscribe to WEEI. So you think the series is over, season is over? You're giving them a chance in game five, it sounds like.
Yeah, I think I'll take them in game five, honestly. I think they win game five. I could see the Knicks being like, oh, wow, this series is over. Like, we're up 3-1, and, you know, Tatum's done. But the Celtics are still very capable, and I think they could have a big shooting night. You know, we saw it in game three. Peyton Pritchard was on fire. Derek White started this game on fire last night. Jaylen Brown could have a big, like, they still have enough. I don't think the Knicks are this great team, although it feels like I'm going to say that until they win the title. Like, they're going to be raising the banner. I'm like, I don't know about this Knicks team.
I mean, they look like they are just ticketed to the NBA Finals.
Seriously,
FYI.
They really are. But no, I think it's one of those, like, you know, you go back to that Warriors Rockets series where you're like, oh, this one's over. And then the Rockets grab another game and just sort of extend the series. A classic case. What is Bill Simmons calls it, like the Ewing theory, right? Like your best player goes down, famously, you know, Patrick Ewing, and the team actually is a little bit better. But to me, that only goes for so long. Like, I don't think your best player goes down and then you like win the title. I think you might win a game. Maybe you win a series, but I don't see them winning the series. If they were up 3-1, I would say, all right, you got to kind of hold on to your hats, but you kind of find a way to win one more game in advance. You're down 3-1. I think they have, you know, some pride tomorrow night and send the series back to New York, but ultimately I think that's where it ends.
Celtics are 4.5-point favorites.
Yeah, okay. So that's not
game
surprising.
Five. So
yeah.
they are the favorite in game five.
Buying opportunity or sucker's bet?
It's a good question. I don't know where the money lies.
Do they have to play the second half? I think the first half line is what you want to take a look at, because they are a good first half team.
They are. They are indeed. So, look, I don't know if you feel like the series is over. You agree with Keith. You think they show some pride in winning game five.
Sounds like you kind of think they're going to be okay.
Well, here's the thing. It's still the Knicks.
I know, but I said that now. They've won 7 playoff games. I didn't know how many they were going to win, and here they are.
If you're asking me, can they win a championship without Jason Tatum? My answer is no. They're not beating those teams out west without Tatum. I'm not a crazy person, although I've been accused of it all day long.
I know.
On Twitter, can you win 3 straight against New York? Like, they're favored in game five. So let's say they win that one. They're favored in game five. Can you go to New York, win a game, and then win a game seven on your home floor? I don't rule that out. And then it's the Pacers in the Eastern Conference final, it looks like. I don't think they're done. And, you
how
know,
about this?
How
about it?
I'm getting accused all
this?
Day on, yeah, on Twitter, at Jones WEEI. Like, I'm the bad guy. They're 9-2 without Tatum.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of crap teams, but.
Okay. They've played.
It's 9-2. No, they've played 11 games without him.
They played one playoff game in his life without Jason Tatum. They won it, and they won it easily, and yeah. Jaylen Brown was awesome in that game. So he's missed one playoff game ever. You can say it's against the Charlottes of the world and all these guys they sat him against during the regular season. That's all true. They won a playoff game without him. They've already done it.
Yeah.
And they're 9-2 this year without Jason Tatum. I don't think they're done.
So I think they are. Like I said, they doesn't mean they're done tomorrow night. I think they can win that game, but you've got nothing out of Porzingis. The guy's been an absolute zero, really.
Well, you're going to need people to step up. You're going to need Jaylen. You're going to need Porzingis. I mean, you're going to need Holiday. Did nothing last night. You're going to need him. Like, you're going to need guys.
The two old guys looked old. Porzingis looks injured or sick or whatever he is. Derek White couldn't miss at the beginning, and then that was it. And then Jaylen Brown's getting into foul trouble and everything else. So Tatum, this is the other part of it. Tatum was having a great game. Like, had they won this game, that would have been one that you put up you point to, and you're like, hey, look at Jason Tatum.
Tatum
big playoff
was
game.
Awesome last night. No doubt about it. Yeah.
He was great. Now, this also isn't one of those he got hurt and then you lost it in overtime. Like, when he got hurt, they were down by 9. Like, they were going to lose the game even if he gets up, it felt like. Because the Knicks had an answer for everything. Once they got the lead, Jalen Brunson, who was a killer in the third quarter.
18
and
points.
Then was hitting big shots in the fourth, as was Bridges. Bridges is so frustrating because you see him go on stretches where he's not hitting. He doesn't shoot threes, really. But then he just gets in the paint and, like, throws it, like, over his head. And you're like, what the hell
there
is that?
All these leaners. Off balance. And I'm like, leaning shots, and they all go in.
But they had an answer for everything. Like, unlike the Celtics, who had a lead, then they were just like, let's bombs away and let's shoot ourselves out of it. The Knicks kind of put their foot down. But, yeah, Tatum was the best player on the floor for most of the game. You got to give Brunson, tip your cap to Brunson in the third quarter, obviously. But you take that away, how do they sort of spread out those other shots? He had 28 shots last night. So if you play that out the next couple of games, that's not all going to go down to one guy. And who's going to be there to step up? Like, does Holiday and Horford and Porzingis have a big game in them? Maybe they have a big game. Do they have a big 3 games in them? No, I don't think so.
Well, here's the thing. If you win, you got to take care of business, obviously, at home in game five. But you're favored in that game. If you do
then
that,
then you have Pedro, then you have Schilling.
Okay, the pressure just
and then game seven.
You're underestimating the pressure that's going to shift to New York, though. I mean, New York has played with very little pressure on them in this series. Now the pressure is going to be on. They now people now expect them to win the series. They're up 3-1. There's no Tatum.
This is what Porzingis wanted, right? They're the favorite now.
They are now expected to win. So let's see how New York deals with that. I have no idea how they're going to deal with it. They've come through better in the clutch in these games against the Celtics. You saw it again last night. You're right to say, Keith, they were losing either way. They were down 7 with the ball when Tatum crumpled into a heap. Ananobi ran out the other way to make it 9. They were losing that game either way. Even with a great game from Tatum and a healthy Jason Tatum, they were going to be down 3-1. They're 9-2 without Tatum this year. They won the only playoff game in his life that he's missed, game 2 against Orlando. I don't think it's done, but maybe that's a wild take. You can jump in. 617-779-7937. We do have a lot we're going to get to on the show today. Tier Tuesday, we're going to tear off all the Patriots playoff opponents at 11:30. It's Tommy Tuesday. We'll talk to Tommy Curran at high noon. So we'll mix in some Patriots thoughts with all your Celtics phone calls all day long. Plus Kiefer Madness at 12:45. You're not going to want to miss it. And A lot of you are down. A lot of you are disappointed with the loss, what we think is impending. Horrible news on Jason Tatum. Season-ending news on Jason Tatum, if we had to guess. So let's do something nice for the people out there, Keith, shall we? Two for Tuesday.
Oh, that'll help.
All day long.
Hopefully you get a Tanner Houck game.
You want to see the Red Sox after what went down last night against the Detroit Tigers? You'll have an opportunity to win a pair of tickets to the Red Sox and the Mets on May 19th. First opportunity to do so comes your way a half an hour from now at 10:30 on a Two for Tuesday on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. This is Joe Mazzulla, what he knew after the game last night on Jason Tatum and the injury front. Spoiler alert, it's not a lot, but here's what he had to say.
No, not yet. I know it's a lower body injury. He's going to get an MRI tomorrow. He's with the doctors now.
They were doing a test on site.
I didn't ask him. I just got the update from him. I just asked him how he was doing. So I'll get the MRI tomorrow, and you know, we'll see what it is.
So you're not giving him much of a shot outside of game five without Tatum?
No, I really don't think so. I think he's just too important. And like you said, you can win a game. I don't even know if you can win two at this stage of it.
So Brunson's the best player without Tatum on the floor, right? No argument there?
Yes. Yeah, best player left in the series is Jaylen Brunson.
Who's next?
Jaylen Brown.
Okay.
Yeah.
After that?
Towns.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ben?
I think healthy Porzingis is one thing. We haven't really seen that. You might have to go to Bridges.
I kind of think if you start drafting the rest of the series, you're getting to Derek White and Kristaps Porzingis, and maybe even I think the teams without Tatum are still pretty even.
So now, I think the Knicks are better without Tatum.
The Knicks are spotted a 3-1 lead. Okay.
Well, you can't ignore that.
That's huge. But just lining up the teams and the talent that's left, I don't think it's imbalanced. You could argue the Celtics have more talent than the Knicks.
Yeah, I know, but the fact that they've lost three with Tatum, I just feel like you remove Tatum from it. And I know there's always there can be that spark, there can be that sort of rallying cry, but too many of their guys aren't playing well. Like, they have too many guys. Like, last night, Tatum was the only guy really that had a good game, you know, and they just...
That's the only game he's played well in this series that they lost. I mean, the first two games, he was a big reason why they lost to New York.
Also true. I mean, a big team effort. You know, you get up big, and nobody was hitting shots, right? You shoot 25% from three. He shot team average, right? I think he was 25% himself the first two games, but that means so was everybody else. So all those other guys that you would rely on during the course of the season, they just didn't have it. Plus, some of those other things that he does, right? Like, you and I were talking about, like, you need him to score. Tatum needs to be your leading scorer. Mm-hmm. That is why he's an all-NBA guy. But he was also leading your team in rebounds. I think he was leading your team in assists, right? Like, he was doing all those other things where who steps up, who picks up the pieces there.
So the one game Tatum missed in the postseason, again, they're 9-2 without him.
Yep.
Jaylen Brown, 36-10-5 in a 109-100 win over Orlando at the Garden, where this game is tomorrow night. Kristaps Porzingis, one of the only good games he's played in the postseason, 20-10 in 34 minutes against the Orlando Magic. So those are the guys you need to step up if you want to win these games. Those are two of the best games they've played in the postseason. If they have it in them, this team can go on a run.
I have more confidence in Jaylen Brown than I do Porzingis. I mean, Porzingis is really, he's given you nothing. I think even the expectation for them has to be way down. Like, he's not even in the starting lineup anymore. He's healthy, or quote unquote healthy enough to play, but he's not starting anymore. Now, I assume he goes back in with Tatum down, but I don't know. Like, I don't know what the minute number is for him to play, but he just seems all out of sorts. You know, what do you have? Was it 7 points last night? 24 minutes played.
I mean, all of that
not
sounds
a
high, to be honest.
Seven.
Yeah,
it does.
Did he even have seven? That surprises me.
He was 2 of 6 from the floor, 0 of 2 from three, 3 of 6 at the free throw line.
Yeesh.
Like, just completely ineffective.
So, look, that's what you need, though. You need Brown and Porzingis, and you need more out of Holiday, who was pretty good in the game two against Orlando as well. I give him a bit more of an excuse since he's been dealing with injury and coming back, but you need those guys to step up. That's how you're going to do it. But talent versus talent, Celtics have as much talent as New York, even without Jason Tatum. Looking at the game last night, Keith, why they were down and why they were going to lose that game with or without Tatum, what was the biggest factor in why they were going to be down 3-1 regardless of the Tatum?
Well, this was a game, the defense was terrible. Like, this was a game, like, they had a good defensive game earlier in the series, and it was just a really low-scoring game where they couldn't throw the ball in the ocean. And a lot of it has been, you sort of point to missing shots, right? As simple as that. But this game, they couldn't defend. They couldn't get the stop they needed. It allowed the Knicks to have a 37-point third quarter. They scored 70 points in the second half. They gave up 121 in regulation. So to me, it was as simple as that. You had, four guys score 20 or more for the Knicks. So, yeah, this was one where they had some shots going early. Tatum was clearly having a great game, ending with 42. But they couldn't defend last night, which obviously is not going to be – like, that's going to need to get turned up even more when you don't have Tatum going for you. So I don't know what happened to their defense, but it was terrible last night.
Do you think in a weird way and maybe this is wrong, but do you think in a weird way hitting all the shots they hit early – because they came out raining threes again. The flurry they gave at the end of the first quarter where Tatum hit three and Pritchard hit one mixed in there, none of which I thought were good shots. I mean, they were all brilliant shot-making.
Oh, they made nine. They were 9 of 14 in the first quarter from three.
Okay, but like all the end of the first quarter was all brilliant shot-making. I'm not taking away the shots. Mm-hmm. But every single one of them I thought were kind of forced or too deep. I didn't think any of them, when they released them, were good. And, you know, you wonder if the Celtics kind of thought it was going to be easy. Like, they won game three. They were hitting all their shots. Great, our shots are back. They shot 38% on threes last night. They made 18.
But it was down in the second half, right? Like, so in the first half, they were 50% from three. Just the second half alone, back to, you guessed it, 25%,
and they got,
which is their thing.
They got run off the floor in the third quarter. Yeah. 37-23. Jalen Brunson had 18. Like, I just, again, I wonder if they thought, because they came out shooting well and they shot so well in game three, it was going to be easy and the Knicks were going to roll over. And I think that was part of it. I think that speaks to not digging in on defense and playing poorly on defense, coasting on defense, however you want to put it. I think those two can be interconnected. I do think that was a big problem last night. The Knicks' offensive rebound was a big rebounding was a big problem too.
Add that to the list. You know, Mitchell Robinson, just so frustrating. What, he didn't have any free throws.
Mazzulla explained this away after the game. He said they were never in the bonus. They did a good job staying out of the bonus. They did a good job getting him out of the floor.
You got to get him off the floor. Right? Yeah. That's the key to the whole series. I think the other guys played better than he did. But
to me, the offensive rebounds were huge.
Yep, definitely.
The Knicks last night had 13 of them. But the Celtics had a huge advantage from beyond the three-point line, 38%.
Mm-hmm.
They had a huge advantage at the free throw line. They made 10 more free throws than New York. They made 6 more threes than New York.
Yeah.
The Knicks outshot them 54% to 48%.
And then, in the second half is where it changed, too, because the Knicks started to hit some of their threes in the second half, and they had a million points in the paint.
But most of the things that the Celtics want, like most of the things they're looking for, the different factors that Joe Mazzulla highlights, I mean, the Celtics had most of them in that game last night, and they still lost going away, and they were going to lose it either way, whether Tatum was out there or not. So that is a scary recipe, but I think you identified it, Keith. If they lock in on defense and play defense, I think that's the bigger factor in why they're losing these games. And I think you come home, you play defense for a game, put the pressure back on New York to have to defend their home floor in a game six. They don't want to go to Boston for a game seven, like you said.
Uh-huh.
It's chilling, it's Pedro, anything can happen in a game seven.
That's right.
I think that's the formula to get back in this series, and I don't think it's done. And if you get past New York, it's still only Indiana waiting for you.
No, it's right there. I mean, it is right there for you.
Who knows in the
finals?
I think they have enough talent to do it.
Like, seriously.
Not bring home a championship. I don't think they're beating those Western Conference teams.
What if they
get
Minnesota?
Well, maybe.
Okay.
Let's start with getting out of the East, though.
Let's get out of this series first. Let's force a game six first. That's what they got
to
do.
But even without Tatum, I think they have the talent to do that. Win a game five, for sure. They're favored. Win this series. Yes, it's the New York Knicks. They can still gag all over themselves. And then it's the Pacers in the Eastern Conference Finals. I don't think the series is over. I don't think the season is over, quite frankly. But I know a lot of you disagree and think I'm the bad guy for even suggesting such a thing, like suggesting they could win. I don't know why I'm the bad guy for that. The day after Tatum gets hurt.
Yeah.
We're awaiting an update on Jason Tatum. I think we're going to get that, I'd imagine, fairly soon. He's scheduled for an MRI today, as Joe Mazzulla said after the game last night. So you can jump in on it, 617-779-7937. What sort of chances are you giving the Celtics in this series without Jason Tatum? We'll look big picture for this team as well. What kind of changes are in store? Because you know Bill Chisholm was already itching to blow this thing up, even with a healthy Jason Tatum. We'll get to all of it with your phone calls again. 617-779-7937. Who needs to step up without Jason Tatum? We've identified a few names. You can get to that.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's going through your head now? How do you kind of digest this?
It's tough. That's not really a lot to say. We didn't say much. Felt like we just, you know, it wasn't a lot to say. You know, obviously, JT, everybody's concerned with him. But tonight, defensively, our defense let us down. Just no resistance.
That was Jaylen Brown after the game. He identified the same thing you did, Keith. The defense,
yeah,
ultimately.
It was bad.
I'm going to give the Celtics, you know, last night certainly to feel bad for themselves. I was watching that live last night, and I mean, it sounded like a morgue when Jaylen was up
there. Well, especially because it happened so late in the game. And not that if it happened in the first quarter, they wouldn't be upset. But, like, you don't have a lot of time to even get over it. So you're, like, you're trying to deal with the fact that you just lost the game and you're down 3-1. But then you saw Tatum hurt on the floor, wheelchaired off. And then, what, 10 minutes later, you have to, like, sit in front of a microphone and talk about it. So Jaylen Brown sounded probably exactly like you thought that he would. And same with a lot of the players that spoke after the game.
Again, I'll give them last night. I get why it sounded like a morgue last night. They got to turn that attitude around. Like they got to fix that. You were 9-2 without Jason Tatum this year. You won a playoff game without Tatum. Jaylen Brown scored 36 in that game. You have enough to extend your season, win a game at home for sure. You're favored in the game.
Well, and it's good timing to be at home and have Aztec Gino and Balcony Gino and Green
point.
Hair Guy and
it's
everybody like firing you up, right? Because it'll be easier. Like they'll try to do whatever they can to sort of lift the team up, and so it'll be a little bit easier to play in front of the home crowd.
So last night I get being in your feelings, but you got to get past that and turn that around quickly because you got a game tomorrow at home where you're favored for your season. So is the season over? What can they do without Tatum? Who needs to step up? We'll get to all that with your phone calls coming up, but it's Two for Tuesday on WEEI.
What is it?
It's a Two for Tuesday.
Two for Tuesday.
Let's roll.
Be caller 9 right now to the contest line, 617-931-0937. That's the contest line. And if you have today's code word, you'll score a pair of tickets to see the Red Sox take on the Mets May 19th at Fenway Park. Again, caller 9 right now. Contest line, 617-931-0937. If you have the code word, you score two tickets to see the Red Sox take on the Mets on May 19th at Fenway Park. Good luck there. Trying to cheer you up on a down day for Celtics fans out there, down 3-1 in this series, expecting, I would say, not a good update on Jason Tatum at any moment. Who needs to step up most on the Celtics without Tatum?
Well, I mean, Brown, I think, but it's not even that. Like, Brown has to be great. Brown's the one remaining all-star you have, fringe all-NBA guy that you have. So he has to be great. Because I think if he doesn't, it doesn't really matter if any of the other guys do. So you have to have Brown. And then after that, like, there's a lot of options, and I don't have a lot of confidence in him. And that's why I think the series is over. I don't think, you know, game five is a lock by any means. I think the Celtics can win that. But really, you can pick from any of the guys. White, Horford, Porzingis, Holiday.
Everyone!
It's an all-hands on deck situation. Do you have one guy that you single out?
I mean, I'm with you. I think you said it the right way. Jalen, it's a no-brainer. It's the guy who needs to step up the most, Porzingis. I mean, you're getting
confidence in it, but okay. Yeah, you might be right.
I'm not saying I have a ton of confidence.
Yeah.
But that's the guy who they need. That's the guy they need to step up. Jaylen Brown's going to have to score his 30, and I think he will. And he's going to get all kinds of shots and all kinds of looks and as many touches as he can handle. And so I think he'll do that. And I think he can bully the Knicks. Honestly, running the offense through him, he's going to pick out Brunson and Towns. They kept on the broadcast last night, Doris and Jefferson, they're like, oh, Tatum's hunting matchups. He was hunting matchups for step back threes for the most part.
He could shoot threes over anybody.
Jalen's gonna, and he was making them last
year. He was.
But Jalen's gonna hunt them and take them to the rim and get them in foul trouble. And like, that might not be the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
The guy who needs to elevate his game the most is Porzingis.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that because you're getting nothing out of him in this series.
No, like all our fears about Porzingis have come true, right? Like when they even made the trade, it was, all right, how many games is he gonna play? And then even if he is available, now it's like he's not full go. And then the old guys looking old is coming at a really bad time, right? Like Holiday and Horford.
Not great.
Like maybe they each have another game where they can really kind of, you know, jump in the wayback machine kind of thing. But, you know, then you still have White and Pritchard, and those guys are capable of, you know, 20-plus points, shooting a high percentage from three. They're also capable of just, you know, being really quiet. Like Pritchard has some games where you don't really notice them much, and Derek White has games where he's just bombing away and missing everything. So, yeah, they definitely still have a chance. It's just, it seems pretty slim.
Text line, 617-779-7937 says, Tatum wasn't here last championship run. We're good.
Oh, stop it.
That was a text line. He said,
no,
that wasn't
me, Keith. No, it's a funny joke, but stop it.
That was the text line. They dragged Tatum to a championship last year.
If Tatum wasn't on the team last year, they don't win the title. Like, you could say he should have played better or he wanted more out of him, but they're not winning the title.
Win the title? Maybe. I don't know. They honestly might have, Keith, but they should have got out of the East with or without Tatum last year.
I mean, the East was down. I mean, it would have fit right in.
Everybody else was hurt.
Everybody else was hurt and got, yeah.
So, like, I don't know. They're in the NBA Finals, I think, at minimum last year. They couldn't beat Dallas without Tatum?
No. No, I don't think so. No, I heard the noises you're making. I'm saying no, they can't. They would not have.
They could be going back-to-back without Tatum, quite frankly.
Well, this is also demoralizing, and this I know we'll get into it throughout the day, but just the thought that after winning it last year, you're like, man, they are primed to win it back-to-back. And then even if they do that, I know there's like some uncertainty about, you know, what they're going to spend and everything, but you're like, they could actually go on like a maybe like a four-year run.
Yeah.
And now you're saying they're not winning the title this year, they're not winning it next year, and then what does the roster look like 3 years from now? Well, that's what happened in one blink of an eye.
It happened. So we'll get into some of the big picture changes because we were already talking about them before Tatum went down.
Anyway.
And now they're much more in your face at 617-779-7937. Just one more thought before we get to the phones. I'll be very disappointed in that. If they don't win the series, Keith, whatever. They're down 3-1. That's hard to dig out of,
yep.
Even if you're at full strength. If they don't win game five at home, I'll be pretty disappointed.
Yeah.
I will think, you know, less of the group. They're favored in the
including
game.
Including Missoula.
The whole thing.
Yeah, the
like,
whole squad.
They, like, maybe saying they can win the series and dig their way out is too bold, and that's fine. They should win game five at home and put the pressure on New York back at the... They should at least
not only
put
that
pressure on the Knicks in game six.
Isn't there... It just makes it so much easier to blow the team up, which is awful. Like, it gives new owner such an excuse. But like, you lost to the Knicks in five. Because you can say, Tatum was out. But like, well, Tatum played in four of the games.
You were down 3-1 at full strength, firing on all... I mean, not firing on all cylinders, but at full strength. You were down 3-1.
Yeah, you had your team.
Yep.
And you were facing a 3-1 deficit when Tatum went down. And so if you can at least, you know, play with pride, force another game, make it interesting, you know, make the Knicks at least have a little bit of doubt in themselves, then you're like, all right, maybe this team, let's give them another run at it. But if not, you're like, all right.
I'll be real disappointed if they don't at least send the series back to New York for a game six.
Yeah.
You can jump in. 617-779-7937. Zach is in New York. Hello, Zach.
Hey, guys. Big fan of the show. Nice. So with all this talk about blowing up the team and all the uncertainty with the Celtics' future, I got to wondering, what do you guys think a trade package would have to look like to get the number one pick from Dallas? Now, I know it's pretty unlikely, maybe even more unlikely than the Mavs getting the pick, but do you think it'd be Brown and picks or a package of multiple starters? Just wanted to hear your thoughts.
Okay, so
holy mackerel.
I don't think they can do it.
We're back on the trades. Now, yes. No shot at Zach, but I'm just saying, for years and years and years, almost all of Celtics' talk on the radio was about trades. It was about trading picks, trading players, yeah, trading picks, which I like.
I liked it too.
They finally assembled the team.
I've traded Jalen 1,000 times. Who am I to say no to a Jalen trade idea?
So am I. Yeah. I think sports radio was invented for fake trades.
Yep.
For comparing players and fake trades. That's what sports radio is all about.
Uh-huh.
But a guy gets hurt, then we're immediately trying to make
blowing
picks.
It up.
I'm not there.
All right, let me ask.
But let's play it out because he asked.
Okay,
I don't think the Mavericks are trading Cooper Flagg for anybody on the Celtics.
Me neither. You know, the only job security, and they obviously, we don't even need to spend time on it. The lottery was obviously rigged for the Mavs last night. Like, who even needs to debate that? Obviously, the thing was
frozen envelope.
Yeah, at best. This is why I said before. The NHL needed to, or the NBA needed to copy the NHL draft lottery.
We need more transparency.
And the reason they probably didn't, they'll probably do it going forward, but they had to do the Mavs a solid.
Yeah.
Nico Harrison's job security is Cooper Flagg. If you trade that pick, you have no job security. You can't possibly do that.
We didn't even consider the Mavericks winning the lottery.
I know. Shame on me. I should have. When we were talking about the teams yesterday.
We had a 1.8% chance. We're talking about everybody else.
I still should have thought of it. But I don't even think they can make a trade like that. You have to match salaries. And so you can't trade Jalen, for instance,
Kyrie back.
For Cooper Flagg. Yeah, you have to bring back salary, and they can't aggregate. I don't even think the Celtics can.
No.
With all the stipulations in the luxury tax.
Real quick, just because we're doing this, do you think a Cooper Flagg for Giannis trade is a possibility?
No, I don't think Dallas is going to do it.
Yeah. Like, no, they should just take Cooper Flagg.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to overthink it.
So my answer is no, but... Do Kyrie and Anthony Davis want that? And do they have more sway there than maybe. Who knows? Who knows? But I don't think you're trading Cooper Flagg.
Because we've seen the top pick traded before, but not when it's somebody like this, right? Like when, you know, Anthony Bennett, Andrew Wiggins, that kind of thing, you know. And like
the guy who all year was the no-brainer.
No, like he's a stud pick. And he could fit right in and whatever. Like they're going to be great, but... I think it's absurd that Nico Harrison got rewarded for the worst trade in sports history.
I don't think they're trading for the number one pick. Changes are happening, though.
Yeah.
I
feel like Porzingis is going to is playing his last game or two.
Maybe. Yeah.
For the Celtics.
Porzingis or Holiday are probably not back on this team next year. Can they win like 50 games and be a playoff team without Tatum next year?
Yes.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I definitely think they can.
We can dive deeper into this. The Pacers won 50 games this year. The Pacers won 50.
Yeah, no, I know.
And they have an all-star who everybody thinks is the most overrated player in the league.
Well, part of it is, like, the Celtics had,
and no other all-stars.
Stan Van Gundy. Now, he'd take this back. I don't know. But Stan Van Gundy thought this was one of the best teams ever assembled.
That's true.
He's like, this roster is one of the greatest rosters ever. So even if you take the top player off the roster, the rest of it is still, like, a 4-5 seed. Like, yeah. I think it's a playoff team.
Yeah, they have no shot at a title without Tatum. I'm not saying they do, but can they be the 4 seed or 5 seed in the East next year? Definitely.
Yeah, for sure. But that's the question there is if they bring everybody back, which we know that they're not going to.
Fair.
So if Tatum's off the team, and Porzingis is off the team, and Holiday's off the team, and Hauser's off the team, you're like, all right, you have 4 of the 8
that
guys.
Many is too much. Okay. But if it's no Tatum, no Porzingis, or no Tatum, no Holiday.
I think it's a top 8 team. Yeah, that's still a playoff team.
That's a playoff team.
Yeah.
And you can win.
A playoff game.
Maybe a round. You're the 5 seed. Could you pick off the 4 seed? Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like,
I mean,
so the only reason I say that is because everybody's like, blow it up and go get Cooper Flagg. You can be a playoff team next year.
Yeah.
Gut that out, and then Tatum's back the following year, if he even has an Achilles injury, which we don't know yet.
And then Brad Stevens got something up his sleeve, and it goes back to that, and this is it's quite a quote from Wick Rosbeck when he was talking to the Greg Hill Show about second aprons and everything else. And he was like, thank God for Brad Stevens.
Thank God. Well, now his work's cut out for him
now. Next level now.
Yeah. Time to figure it out, Brad. Dan's in Connecticut. Hello, Dan.
Hey, guys. Hey. I'm a Philly fan, so you guys can dislike me. I understand that. All are welcome, Dan.
All
are welcome. Okay, so I'm going to open up by giving you some
You there?
Material to use in the future.
Okay.
In the immortal words.
Wait. Let me just hang on. Let me get a pen. Hang on.
Joan's going to write this down.
Yeah. I'm getting a pen. Hang on. The immortal words of who?
No. You can just hear this.
Okay.
All right.
The immortal words
Christian
of who?
Christian Fourier. He used to be on WEEI.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Heard of him.
Played for the New York Rangers. Now, and
Dan,
this
you're losing
team is Dunsky.
The team is Dunsky.
Great.
That's it. The Sixers fan.
Thanks for calling in.
I'm
the
New York Rangers.
The Sixers.
Great. Christian Fourier.
Long time Ranger great. Once said, you know what? Which is funny, and I don't know if he meant it this way, but Fourier said, if I remember correctly, that Zdeno Chara was Dunsky, which he was wrong about.
Well,
he got that one wrong.
Yeah.
So if this
not
guy,
everybody can be Scoops Keith with
no,
the Bruins.
No, I understand that. And I'm, no shade. I'm just pointing out the facts. So if this guy is saying the Celtics are Dunsky vis-a-vis, they are not.
Ipso facto.
Correct.
We'll see you in the finals.
Celtics at 7.
617-779. 793-7. Who needs to step up if Tatum is indeed going to miss a large chunk of time?
Caller start to the show today.
It hasn't been our best. But you know what, Keith? People are down.
Sky's the limit, though. We can only go up.
It can only get better. People are down. People are in their feelings. Feel free to climb aboard and vent if you
want
to.
And let us know what team you like. When you first call in, you need to tell us who you're a fan of.
And you can quote great orators as well.
Yes.
Can the Celtics embrace an underdog role? They're now the underdogs in this situation. And can the Knicks handle the pressure? Let's get to all that with your phone calls next.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
But how would you manage like the emotional toll? Something he's not going to be with you moving forward. How would you do that?
No, we're grown men. You know, obviously it's tough to see, but who hasn't had injuries? You know, and it's a part of this sport, part of this game, and we feel for him, of course. But we have to move forward. You know, he don't want us to be over here, you know, sad and not play our best basketball. So we're going to go out there and leave it all out there and live with the result.
Kristaps Porzingis after the game can't be down. A lot of us have had to deal with injuries, which it's a wild statement for him to say. It's like, I know, we know you have to deal with all kinds of weird stuff.
Yeah.
We get it. I didn't hate that from Porzingis after the game. Jalen, and again, I'll give you last night. Tatum crumpled to a heap, and it was late in the game, as you said. There were under 3 minutes left in the game. You're down 3-1. I get being in your feelings. But I liked, and I normally love Jalen in these post-game settings.
Mm-hmm.
I like Porzingis' attitude a lot more there, where it's like, yeah, we don't have time to feel bad. We got games to win.
But Porzingis also said something, what is it, like, you know, we got guys got to step up, and you know whether I'm playing 10 minutes. I'm like, dude, 10 minutes?
Yeah, we're gonna need more than 10 minutes.
I think we need a lot more than ten minutes. Yeah. We're gonna need.
I don't want 20 minutes out of Cornette. We're gonna need more than 10 minutes out of you.
10 minutes a quarter, almost. We're gonna need out of Porzingis. Like, he is gonna have to be a lot better than he's been. He's been pretty invisible this entire series, and obviously injury or sickness or whatever has been a big part of it. But we thought going in, this is gonna be a great matchup for him. We thought that the Celtics match up well against the Knicks. Porzingis specifically matches up well, and it's a former team, so you have that whole thing going for you, too. He was good against them in the regular season, at least the games that he did play, and it just hasn't worked. And I don't think it's one of those, like, well, Tatum's taking a lot of shots, so there's less shots for Porzingis. Like, no, Porzingis isn't starting. He's not even – he's barely available. He played, what, 20 minutes yesterday? 24 minutes. Took 6 shots. It was a real, like, non-factor.
I'm with you. Like, the guy who has to be the best player – for the Celtics to win is Jaylen Brown. He did it game two against Orlando. But who needs to step up the most? They need
Tingus.
Some semblance of Tingus Pingus. That's exactly what they need. 617-779-7937. How will the Celtics embrace the underdog role? Can the Knicks handle the pressure? I said this earlier. I'll be disappointed if they don't win game five. I still think they can win the series. If they win this series, I think they can beat Indiana. I'm not giving them a title, but they have enough talent to get out of the East, I think. They put themselves behind the eight ball.
Yeah.
Digging out of a 3-1 hole, even fully healthy, is not easy. In the NBA, it's happened like 14 times or something like that. The last time was in the bubble, which you probably don't even count, Keith.
Toss it out.
So I think the last team to rally from a 3-1 deficit in a true road game setting was the Cavs in the finals against the Warriors. I think that's the last team to do it. The Nuggets did it in the bubble in 2020.
And they needed a Draymond suspension, right?
The Cavs, that's correct. Yeah. So I think you have your work cut out for you either way. I'll be disappointed if they don't at least put the pressure back on New York and force a game six at MSG.
I do think, though, that the Knicks, even though I've been betting against them going back to the first round against Detroit, they do have the, like, now all of a sudden they're going to be the favorite, and all of a sudden the pressure and the expectation is on them. For a guy that hasn't won a title yet, like, Jalen Brunson strikes me as the guy that'll be up for that.
Well, I don't disagree with that.
You know, like, I think other guys might crumble in that moment, and you wouldn't be able to rely on him. Like, wow, this guy a little too big for you. But I feel like Brunson, if it's a close game fourth quarter, I wouldn't be worried about him, you know, falling apart.
I mean, you still have guys who have been to All-Star games. I mean, Jalen was an All-Star this year. You still have Holiday's been an All-Star. Porzingis has been an All-Star.
Still, you know, got half the Olympic team.
Yeah, you still have, exactly. You have Derek White, who was on Team Holiday, USA. Yeah. You have Porzingis, who was the sixth man, Pritchard, rather, who was the sixth man of the year.
I mean, like, all their guys that play won the title last year. Like, they've all done it. None of the guys on the other side have done it.
There's still plenty there to rally.
Except for OG, right? Did OG win a title?
OG won the Raptors.
Yeah, yeah. Right, so they got a guy that's been there, but the other guys, it's new.
And again, you're 9-2 without Tatum for a reason. This team has a lot of talent. Let's go to Charlie in Boston. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, guys. Great show so far. Super depressing, but great. Jones, I agree with you. This isn't over. I'm trying to stay positive because, you know, game five is actually, if they lose it, it's going to be devastating. And I'm trying not to think about that. So I'm focusing on the positives. Positive number one, the Knicks in the second half, would they shoot 99%? Like, they shot
pretty much
so well. They shot like 99% from the floor, whatever. Two, when the guys play with Jaylen Brown as their leader, as opposed to Tatum, they play with an edge. They do play harder. And I think they can step up in game five, who knows, game six. But if I could wave a magic wand, we have another scary Terry run where Pritchard is scary Terry.
I mean, look.
Okay.
They've gone on a run before when they had a bunch of guys out to an Eastern Conference final with a young team. Now, they didn't have to dig their way out of a 3-1 deficit.
No. But they won games that you didn't expect them to win. So there's that.
Then they were up on LeBron in a fourth quarter. Yeah.
I do like how he started the call. Great show so far. Which is good. You don't want to get ahead of yourself. You don't like great show overall. Like,
great show so far, .. Super depressing.
Yeah, well, I mean,
that's not our fault.
No, it's not our fault. Yeah. And he's right. The Knicks did shoot almost 90%. They were 66.7% as a team in the second half.
What was Bridges? Nick, you were looking this up before. Bridges was 5-for-6 or something like that in the
fourth
quarter?
7-for-10. Oh, I'm looking at second
Bridges
half.
Bridges was 5-for-6 in the fourth quarter. Yeah.
Yeah. Guy won't miss in the fourth quarter.
King of the fourth.
It's unbelievable.
Mikhail Bridges.
He shot like 70% in the second half.
I agree with him to an extent on the Jaylen point. They're going to come out with an edge, and I would expect, even though the broadcast was talking about Tatum hunting matchups last night, he was hunting matchups for step-back threes.
Yeah.
Jalen's going to hunt those matchups, take Towns to the hoop, take Brunson to the hoop, and probably rack up some fouls on those guys. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's going to be enough to win, but I bet that'll be a recipe early in Game 5 tomorrow night. You can jump in, 617-779-7937. It's Tier Tuesday. We will tier off all the Patriots' opponents on their schedule at 11:30. Since the schedule release comes out tomorrow night, we figured that'd be a good time to break that down. Tommy Curran on a Tommy Tuesday at high noon. More Patriots talk there. Kiefer Madness at 12:45. And let's get to some big picture conversations about the Celtics. What sort of changes are in store for this team now that Bill Chisholm already was looking to shave salary, and now that Tatum, we think, is due to miss a long, long stretch of time, perhaps all of next year? We'll get to that next.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.